For a giant like Quetzalcoatlus, flight control is everything. This flying reptile has one of the most advanced autopilot systems in natural history.
Imagine just for a moment that you're an animal with the wingspan of a small sailplane. And you are turning yourself 90 degrees. That's not an easy maneuver to pull. Human pilots, for example, rely on instruments in their cockpit in order to do things like that. Quetzalcoatlus has to have those instruments built in.
A Quetzalcoatlus wing is covered with millions of tiny hair-like sensors. These microscopically small biomemory devices collect information, then send signals to the brain.
Their wing wasn't just an aerodynamic organ. It was also a gigantic sensory organ, capturing all kinds of aerodynamically relevant information about things like airspeed, tension in particular parts of the wing.
This data travels from the wing to the brain. Then, in a split second, Quetzalcoatlus makes minute adjustments to its wing shape and body position. Proof of this advanced biotechnology is found in the flocculus, the area of the brain devoted to flight control. It's three times larger than in any bird today.
There's a huge amount of math going on in the brain as it's making these subconscious calculations. And what's key is that's happening all the time. It can never stop because these animals are in the air. And if there's any break in that process, the results are potentially catastrophic.
Nothing this large would achieve powered flight until the 20th century, 65 million years later. And Quetzalcoatlus still may hold the record for flight duration.
Probably stay aloft for a week. Probably could have gone for 25, 26,000 miles in a single trip.
Quetzalcoatlus is one of the most unusual and terrifying carnivores to inhabit the Earth. But unlike predators such as T-Rex and Deinonychus, this flying meat-eater isn't searching for a big kill. It scours the Earth from above, tracking the small, the young, the defenseless, dinosaur hatchlings.